let's head on over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline. And we are joined, as we get the opportunity every month, to talk to a member of the Colorado Springs City Council. Today, it's our pleasure to welcome to the show Council Member Nancy Hengen. Thank you for joining us, Nancy.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
All right. So I don't know if you heard that story that we just had on Tattered Cover, a Denver mainstay coming to Colorado Springs. Certainly, it's exciting to see something like that. But that does kind of highlight a fear that many have, especially when it comes to housing and housing costs, that the Denverification of Colorado Springs is well underway. What would you say about keeping housing costs affordable?
Well, it's super important that we work on this. It's a it's a challenge nationally. It's a challenge certainly here in Colorado, in Denver, and in Colorado Springs. We're not unique. I think it's exciting what's happening in the city, and I'm actually excited about all the things that are happening in the city. But you know, I've been working with a number of people in the city who are very, very aware and concerned about the affordability challenge, and we've been doing a lot of work on finding solutions.
Yeah, and let's talk about some of the solutions or at least proposals. I mean, what can be done, especially from the city council's perspective, to try and help, especially with affordability when it comes to housing?
Well, one thing city council can do, and I think has done, is elevate and help folks understand that this is a challenge that we need to work with, and we need many, many parties to come together. So one of the things that City Council has done is actually to work with the Affordable Housing Collaborative that is run by Randy and BJ Scott. It's primarily a volunteer organization, but they have been helping pull together folks from developers, builders, the Rental Association, advocates, nonprofits, Silver Key, like many, many people, to start working on solutions and various types of solutions. So we just had, we've had a number of sessions, and the most recent one was just on September 29th at the Peel House at the First Lutheran Church downtown. And we had five categories of things that we're working on: financing and funding as a priority, building capacity as a priority, regulatory and advocacy as a priority, governmental activity, things that would support those priorities I just mentioned, and then research. And so so these are some of the things. It's a very complex challenge, and it's going to take everybody working together, which is what I believe we're starting to do, and I'm really pleased about that.
Right, and I know one effort has been to bring more density to downtown Colorado Springs and increase that vitality, but when you talk about that, that also brings with it potential negatives like increased traffic. Councilwoman Hengen, what can you say about efforts to really dig down on making sure that our traffic flow is not seeing increased risks as you bring more volume?
Right. Well, again, as all these challenges are pretty complex, but one of the things that is happening in the city, and I hope your listeners will go out and check it out on the city's website, there's a long-range planning effort called Connect COS that's happening. And again, that has representatives for the community at a citizens advisory committee that's paying attention to that. So working with the city, with traffic engineering, with police, with all the various entities that bring together our roads and road structure to make sure, one, safety is an absolute priority, accessibility. So it's use of cars, but it's also multimodal transportation that we need to be looking at. And as any city densifies, we need to be looking at transit options as well.
And Nancy, one other final question. I know it's been a difficult process through almost a year and a half, if not 2 years now, but let's talk a little bit about the collaboration the city council has with the school boards. I know there's a lot of issues, and it's even more complicated with, what, five separate school boards and districts within the city limits of Colorado Springs?
There are many school boards. I personally have been working because most of District 5 is served really by District 11. So I've been working with the District 11 School Board President, Sean Gullickson, and having conversations with neighbors, really actually listening So I think we have to start by listening and understanding what people are struggling with and really being accessible to our neighbors and to our parents as elected leaders. So there's so many challenges to face, but what we just actually last week, this morning, actually a week ago this morning, met at the Kono offices and had about 15 parents from all over, I think primarily District 5, maybe outside of District 5, come and sit down in a circle with myself and President Gullickson, and we listen to folks' concerns about priorities, about neighborhood priorities as well as school priorities. So I think that's where we have to start, is working together collaboratively.
All right. Well, Councilwoman Nancy Hengem covering a wide range of topics for us. And again, you gave our listeners some avenues that they can utilize to pursue further curiosity in some of the issues that you raised. Councilwoman, thank you for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
Thank you. And if I could make one more plug, please vote yes on 2C and 2D. Thank you.